This is tape number 5 of a 12-tape series of sermon speeches given by Pastor Zhang in California. The topic is Keys to a Victorious Spiritual Warfare. We have been talking about spiritual warfare. This is a very important topic. Then why do we have this spiritual warfare? The reason is because both Satan and God wants to establish his own residence in our body, in our spirit. Because of that, both sides, they are fighting. They want to establish their own residence in us. That's the main reason. Today we want to continue on this subject, but today we want to focus on the physical health, our body, the spiritual warfare in our body, in our physical health. Back when I was in Hsinchu, that was back in Taiwan, and God just touched my heart to try to think about a topic on divine healing. So I prayed for this specific topic for a few days. And I think I asked God specifically, and during our conference on divine healing, so God will touch us, God will help us, the Spirit of God will come into our midst and heal the sickness among us. And that's what really happened. So during our conference, during our meetings, and some among us who were sick, who were healed. And today, it's the same thing in today's meetings. One sister shared with me that during our sermon, during our worship service, all of a sudden she felt her congestion, her stuffy nose was gone. She could breathe freely now. So if we really trust in the Lord, if we really put our faith in our Lord, and the things like that will really happen. So during our sermon, during our teaching, during our meetings and conferences, those weak among us, those sick among us who can be healed and would be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's turn our Bible to Psalms 103. Psalms 103, verse 3. It says, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Look at the thing. Look at these words. Heals all your diseases. So our God forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases. And when I first became a Christian for the first 6 years, even though I read this verse, but seems the second part of the verse never clicked, never registered in my mind. Even though I read about it, but I never understood it because it was simply unreal to me. It's untrue to me. Here he said, heals all your diseases. But that's simply not my experience. Not only that, that's simply not the experience of the people around me, of the Christians in our churches, all that. And a common scene sight in our church, in the Christians around us, when someone gets sick and he goes to the hospital, he goes to the doctors, all that. It happens so common, and we take it for granted that that's what we do, even though we are Christians. If we get sick, we just go to the hospital. We just go to the doctors. It's as simple as that. Not until the first time I was healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Then I started to understand the meaning of that second part of the verse, heals all your diseases. I had a very bad rheumatoid arthritis, which started showing signs starting from my years in high school. And it became worse and worse and worse and worse. I went to many doctors and different hospitals. I just pursued assistance from both the Western and Asian side of medicines, but nothing seemed helped. Nothing really did help. And seems the symptoms and my sickness was getting worse and worse. And later on, I really got so bad, I need to use very expensive medicated plasters. Each piece of these medicated plasters cost 100 Taiwan yuan. It was extremely expensive. Not only that, once when I applied these medicated plasters on my knees and on my wrists, it caused so much pus sores, tiny pus sores, and I had this bad rash and also pus sores. And it's really painful. When these pus sores started to heal, then I got this bad itch. It is also very, very unbearable. So I really went through a lot under the hands of doctors and hospitals. And I was rendered so helpless. I could do nothing. And I was at the mercy of this disease. Finally, one doctor told me, my rheumatoid arthritis, there's no cure for it. And he was blunt, he was direct. He said, oh, I could give you a few pills of vitamin C, and that's not going to help at all. It's only going to give you some soothing feelings, and it has nothing to do with your sickness. It's not going to heal it. It's not going to attack it. But I just give you some vitamin C pills. But at the same time, I just tell you, for rheumatoid arthritis, there's no treatment for it. So since he sort of gave me this death sentence, it's the first time after I went home, I prayed to God. I said, God, you are almighty God. You have forgiven all my sins. And the Bible tells me that you heal all my diseases. So it's the first time I turned to the Lord. I tried to exercise my faith in the Lord. I said, Lord, I have determined not to go to any medical assistance at all. I want to trust in you. I want to rely on you to treat me. I want to depend on you to heal me. And that's what I did. And after a short while, I was completely healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's do another passage. Let's turn to the Acts chapter 4, verse 9 through 12. If we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. And here in verse 9 and 10, they use the word healed. And in verse 12, it says saved. Actually, these two words in the original language, it's the same word, which means we are saved, we are healed. It's the same thing, which means the power of the Spirit not only descends into this world to save us, the Spirit of God also wants to heal us of all our sicknesses and diseases. So that's the kind of salvation God has prepared for you and me. So which means not only our spirit is saved, our body is healed also. Let's turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew 8, verses 16 and 17. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word, and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. So here we can say, Jesus just healed all the sick, the word, all the sick, no matter, regardless what your sickness is or diseases. And it is important. So in all the four Gospels and Acts, Jesus really did heal all sicknesses, all sorts, like the crippled, the lame, the dumb, leprous, those with heat, those are demon-possessed, all that, all sorts of, you can name it, and it is listed in the Bible. Look at these words. Jesus healed all sick, all the sick, means every sickness and every disease. And also he said he took up our infirmities and carried our diseases. This is a transliterate of what is recorded in Isaiah 53, verse 4. Sure, he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. It's slightly different. The reason it's slightly different because in Jesus' time, when people read Old Testament, they read in Greek. But the Old Testament was really written in Hebrew. Today, when we translate our modern-day Bibles, we use the Hebrew version of the Old Testament. That accounts for that slight difference. But actually, it's the same. The essence is the same, the contents is the same. So the important thing is, indeed, Jesus carried our infirmities and healed our sorrows, carried our sorrows, healed our sicknesses. So the tone set here is, indeed, Jesus did that. Indeed, Jesus carried our sorrows. Indeed, Jesus healed our sickness. It seems like God knew all along. For human beings, for Christians, it's very, very difficult for Christians, particularly today's Christians, to believe that God still heals, God still carries our sorrows, God particularly still heals our sicknesses and all sorts of diseases. It is a tough call, because today's Christian, it's true, today's Christians find it hard to believe he still heals, he still just cures. So brothers and sisters, it is a challenge before us. It is a high calling before us. Do you and I want to believe what God said in the Bible? God says he heals all our sicknesses. He carries all our sorrows and infirmities. And this is a complete content of salvation. This salvation is a great salvation. Not only saves our fallen spirit, fallen soul, but it also heals our sick body. Do you believe it? Yes, we have doctors and medicines and hospitals. All the doctors are equipped with scientific knowledges and skills to help us, to help the sick. But at the same time, God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into this world. The Bible said, because he just bore all our sins, he just took over all our sorrows, and he took all the just whipping. Because of that, because of his wounds, we are healed. That's what Bible teaches. Do you believe it? Do you want to accept this message? Are you willing to receive this message as truth in your body, in your life, in your mind? So this is the message which is being taught in the Bible. You and I need to come to grips with this message. If we truly believe, we truly trust in our Lord, we really should have this belief that Jesus continues to heal our sickness today, in today's society. So what are our few roadblocks and hindrances that's in the way so our sickness and our diseases cannot be cured by God? It's not because God does not have the ability. It's not because God does not have the authority, because it's our own fault, because we set up quite a few roadblocks. What are they? One thing is our own sin. One thing is our own sin. So sometimes when we are stricken by some disease or sicknesses, the first thing we need to do before the Lord is ask God what we have done. We have sinned against the Lord. What we have done against the will of God. What we have sinned and before the Lord and before man. Things like that. So we need to be very careful about that. But when we talk about sin, it can involve a great deal. And one aspect of this sinful life or sinful nature is we fail to take care of our body. We fail to live a normal life. Things along the line, like we just eat a lot of junk food, we stay up late at night, and when we have grudges against people, we do not confess our sin, we do not apologize to other people. Once I was sick, so I prayed to God for healing. And God just showed me that I need to ask for forgiveness from another party. And at first I was unwilling, because I thought I did not do anything wrong. These few people wronged me, not me, the other way around. But God told me I need to do that. So I just called upon my courage. I went to that person. I said, "Well, I must have sinned against you. Please tell me what I have done wrong. And for all the things I did wrong, I ask for your forgiveness, and I just apologize to you." And after I did that, and the other person just gave me a lecture. And that was really something. But I just just humbly accepted it, because that's the part that God told me to do. I just went ahead, did it, even though I kind of did it reluctantly, but I just followed the teachings of the Lord, and I went ahead, did it. And because of that, God healed my sickness. Not only that, sometimes when things like that happen, God also just created opportunity for us to try to find a peace with other parties. It is a lesson to be learned. This kind of lesson, if you do not practice in truth, do not practice in reality, you don't get a chance to learn this kind of lessons. So like I said, the first thing when you are stricken with sickness, the first thing you need to do before the Lord is ask God what you have sinned before Him and before man. And at other times, like some children get sick, it's because their parents' problem. Okay, like there are instances like that. There's this couple, because they had a quarrel, they had a bad argument between them. Their child was sick, so then this couple contacted the pastor. The pastor helped them to first confess their sins to each other. Then after the three of them, they prayed it together, their child was healed. So oftentimes when children get sick, it is a time God used this kind of sickness to speak to the parents. Like in Elder Brooks Church, one time this Christian couple in the church, they had a child. The child had a very bad disease, and he had this swollen tummy, and not only that, the tummy was hard and swollen, and the color was bad, the color was turning black. So the parents was panicking. They approached Elder Brooks and for help, and Elder Brooks answered by, because you two guys have been departing from the ways of the Lord for a long time. First, you need to turn back. You need to turn around. You need to repent before the Lord. Then they did. Then the three of them, they prayed together before the Lord. Then as soon as they are done with their prayers, the children opened his eyes and said, well, I want to eat a steak. And the father was surprised and shocked. And the elder said, well, just give him the steak. So the child was healed immediately. Oftentimes, I'm not saying whenever a person gets sick, it's always the result of their sin. That's not necessarily so. Even Bible said at one instance, and Jesus even said, for this particular person, sickness is not because of his sin. It's not because of sin of his father or mother. So, but sometimes we need to be clear about that. Sometimes our sicknesses are results of our sins. We need to be aware of that. So let's revisit. Number one roadblock is our own sin, particularly those sins, those unforgiving sins. If you do, you have an unforgiving heart, you have an unforgiving attitude toward other people. If you do not forgive other people, then God won't forgive us. Because if you do not forgive other people, then your sickness, your disease in you will not be cured by the Lord. So the first thing, if you have this kind of grudges holding in your heart against other people, you need to confess these things. You need to find peace with the parties. Then come, turn around, come to God for help, asking for healing. The second roadblock is our disbelief, or should I say, our faith in the Lord is not undivided. Years ago, I had this Christian sister in my church, and she just complained to me. She said, well, I have faith in the Lord. He will cure me. But how come I still haven't seen anything done yet? I haven't seen anything happening to me. What is going on? Then I said, well, trust the Lord. Then her answer was, yes, I do trust the Lord will heal me. But how come nothing has happened? You know what? What the sister just said is showing her disbelief. If you really believe in the Lord, if you trust the Lord will take care of your sickness, if the Lord is going to heal you, then you wait patiently for His timing, not your timing. And if you are impatient, if you are asking questions along the line, like this sister did, that simply shows your disbelief. In this case, shows the sister's disbelief. So it's important, our faith in our Lord must be undivided, must be unwavering. And I remember when I first became a minister, and one Sunday after the service, all that, and that Sunday night, I had this very bad sore throat. Not only that, it's all pus sores. So these tiny pus sores. And it is very, it was very, very painful. So I prayed to God, and God answered me, He would cure me. He will cure me. But it seems as time goes by, and the pain was getting worse and worse, worse and worse. Then at the time I was living with my sister, with my family, my elder sister told me that, because she loved me so much, she said, well, I have this medication which should be very effective, and in your case it's just a sore throat, maybe it's a tonsillitis, it's swollen tonsils, and this medication should be very, very effective, you can take it. But I refused to take it because, remember, I said, God answered me, He will cure me. So I did not want to swallow this medication. And that Monday morning, it was so bad. It was so bad. So I just gave in. Finally, I swallowed a few pills. But it seems better. So I went to a prayer meeting Monday morning. And during that prayer meeting, I sang songs and I prayed. And it seems like my throat felt much better. I was very happy. After that, I went home again. And it seems now the situation worsened again. And Monday night, it was so bad. I couldn't even swallow anything. Couldn't even swallow water. So it became so bad. So I just kind of took the rest of the pills, tried to ease the pain, but nothing helped. So next week, which is Tuesday morning, next day, Tuesday morning, I went to meetings again, went to church meetings again. It was very, very bad. And even sisters and ministers in the church also prayed for me. They said, well, right across the street of our church, you know, there's an herbal medication shop. It's a traditional medication shop. And they have some concoctions may really help you out. I was very happy. I was very happy. I thought, hey, I might have some kind of relief. But just at the time, I was about to go to that shop, and I just bumped into one brother in the church in the corridor, and he snapped out one thing like that, one comment like that, now you have become a minister. Maybe in the future, God wants you to spend some time on a message in the area of divine healing. Because of her remark, the remark he made along the line, we just crisscrossed each other. That really touched my heart. That really shone some light into me. So I determined, I thought that that's the message God gave me. So I told the people in the church, I'm not going to that shop to get any more medication. I want to depend on God to heal me. I want to rely on Him. I want to trust in Him. So I went home. That night, I felt very bad. I felt very weak. I just wanted to lie in bed to doze off. But I thought, now, since I made up my mind, I made my commitment before the Lord to trust in Him and to rely on His divine healing only, then I really need to fight this battle, fight this spiritual warfare. It is not easy, but I had to. So I was kind of like, I wasted a lot of time starting from Sunday. Now it is Tuesday night. I have wasted two full days because my faith is not focused. My faith was divided. So because of my disbelief, because of my divided faith, I wasted two full days. And I tried medications because other people saw me suffering. They offered their help. Everybody wanted me to take medications. But now, Now it was Tuesday night. I sat in my bed. I just prayed to God. I said, God, I deep in my heart, I said to God, Lord, I felt so painful. I'm feeling so bad. It's so painful. I suffered so badly. Lord, help me, because my pus sores now are developing, and it became sticky. It seems my whole throat is sticking shut. So even my gums started to heat up, and it's so painful. My whole head feels painful. But I thought, I use my hand to hold on to my throat. Then I just drew all my strength and all my courage and all my willpower. I opened my mouth and prayed out loud before the Lord, I praise your name. God, I praise you. And Satan, depart from me. In the name of the Lord, I proclaim, Satan, you just depart from me. You just turn away from me. You can do nothing to me. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of death. You can't play trick on me, because I belong to Christ. Satan, depart from me. In the name of the Lord, I command you. But once I did that, I opened my mouth and almost shouted out my prayer. I immediately find the spirit of fear just left me. The spirit of fear just completely left me. And I feel encouraged. I feel emboldened by the power of this Holy Spirit. So I continue to praise the name of the Lord. I just praised God. I said, Lord, I want to praise you. God, I want to praise you. I want to praise your great name. I want to praise your power. I want to praise your worthiness. Lord, I want to praise your faithfulness. I want to praise your loving kindness. Then, after I praised for a long time, maybe 10-15 minutes, very loudly, I find the stuffiness of my throat, the locked upness of my throat is eased a great deal. So the next morning, I went to church again. I went to church to a different conference. And in that meeting, I just praised the name of the Lord. I opened my mouth and sang songs, and I just loudly praised God. Praise God's glorious name. Then, after that, when I came back from that meeting, my throat was healed. Was almost completely healed. Then right over there, God touched my heart. God told me, you need to stand up and share your testimony, just how I healed your throat at this moment. Then I was afraid. I did not want to do that. I did not do that. I refused to follow God's guidance. Then after that meeting, I went home. It came back. The problem came back again. Not until after I just willingly obeyed God's teaching and God's command, I just shared my testimony at a different conference. Then my pus sores were completely healed. So, brothers and sisters, God not only saved our fallen spirit, not only saved our lost souls, but God also, it is His heart, it is His will, it is His desire to heal our sick bodies. Any diseases, any sickness, any infirmities, any indispositions, He wants to heal us. He wants to comfort us. He wants to soothe us. He wants to bring our body to tip-top condition. So the important thing is, when I really felt that God was working inside me, God was helping me, God was healing me, what I did is I just intermixed it with praising God out loud and spending quiet time before the Lord. I just sort of like for a few minutes, I just shut my mouth and just enter into the presence of the Lord. For the next few minutes, I just open my mouth and cry out loud to God to praise His great name. Then I really, really, indeed, I sensed one verse. One verse is so true, is, my Lord, your loving kindness is better than my life. Lord, your loving kindness is even better than my life. It's so true to me. So oftentimes when we are sick, we just do not want to fight. We do not want to engage in this spiritual warfare, or we just forget to fight. We forget to engage in this spiritual warfare. Because nowadays, it's so common practice, we all do, including our Christians. When we sick, we simply call our doctors, or go to our family medical centers, all that. Sometimes, even though we don't go for medical assistance, we still do not fight this spiritual warfare. Why? Because we don't do nothing. We just sit there, wait, let the problem, let the sickness take its course. We are afraid of pain. We are afraid of suffering under the hands of medical doctors. We may be afraid of spending too much money with the doctor's office, all that. But we still do not fight this spiritual warfare, because we are simply sitting very dormantly and very passively. We wait until the sickness goes away by itself. It is very important for us Christians to engage ourselves into this aspect, this particular battleground, which is the physical health, the physical healing by the power of the Holy Spirit. This is one important battleground, one important aspect of spiritual warfare you and I need to get into, because this is a very good time for the Lord's name to be glorified through you and me, through the healing of our body, so Lord's name can be glorified, can be exalted. And also, another aspect important, don't live for others. If you are sick, don't feel afraid to go for medical assistance. Don't think if you go to the doctors or the hospital, other Christians at the church will think you are not spiritual enough. You do not have a strong faith in the Lord. Don't do that. Don't feel that way. Don't live for others. If you are afraid of death, if you are afraid of dying, if you are afraid of anything in terms of your physical health, then just go for medical assistance, either from a doctor, from a hospital, or from other resources. But don't live for others. So it is important, being a Christian, always have mercy, always have compassion for other people. So when other people feel the need to go to the hospital, let them go. Don't set any roadblocks on or give them pressure to go for the divine healing. And another thing is, in United States, it's so easy, because as long as you have a job, you have medical coverage, medical insurance. So it's so convenient, so easy, and also not expensive. In other words, it's very inexpensive to go to the hospital or go for any medical assistance. So it's so natural. But we Christians, we have an option. We have a choice laid out before you. We can go to the hospital, that's fine. But also it's fine. We have this choice. We can go to God. We can go to Jesus. So we give Jesus a chance to let his name be glorified through our body sickness, through our sicknesses and diseases being healed. So Christian brothers and sisters, it's important. Like a common cold or fever, these small things, these common sicknesses, these are the best time you can start this fight, start this aspect of spiritual warfare, to come to God, to trust in Him, to let Him work in you and through you, to let Him, let the power of the Spirit to work inside of you, to help you to struggle against your sickness, to struggle, to fight against your sicknesses and diseases until it is driven out of you. And through these small, the healings of these common sicknesses, then you are gradually trained. You are trained for better and larger fights. So don't expect when you have a small common disease like a common cold or fever and all other infirmities, you refuse to fight a good fight. Then all of a sudden when you're stricken for major disease like a brain tumor or lung cancer, all that, now you said, I want to trust the Lord, let's fight a good fight. Now it will be extremely difficult for you, because you are not trained, because you are not seasoned for that, for these big fights. So the third reason I want to say about it, the third roadblock is we fail to trample the young lion. The Bible taught us to trample the young lion, but we fail to do so. Like when I, first few years when I became a Christian, I had a very bad problem, like a common cold. I had a runny nose, stuffy nose all the time. I had a cough all the time. Most coughs with me lingered for a couple of months, and I didn't care that much. And I took it for granted, because these things, even though they were bad, even these things felt very painful for me, but I got used to it. I thought, well, that's simply life, that's simply my fate, I need to face it. And particularly with me, my cough was so bad, I coughed to the point I started to sweat. I sweat 10, 20 times a day. I need to change clothes quite a few times a day. You can tell, I sweat so profusely and abnormally. And my sister warned me quite a few times, it is very bad. The way you are sweating, it's really bad. And my general health was so bad, I was so weak. Oftentimes, even before one common cold was completely healed, another bout just rolled onto me again. And because the cough kind of continued on and off, continued for over 2 years, I developed this chronic bronchitis problem. And it was so bad. My phlegms are greenish and yellowish, and it was really, really bad. And more than a few times, I coughed so bad, and I couldn't even breathe. I thought I was dying. I thought I was dying. So then, after I became a Christian, after I learned this message of a spiritual warfare, I became extremely sensitive, extremely careful about the first symptoms of a common cold, or cough, or fever. As soon as I sense anything, like coughing, like itchy in my throat, or my headache, a slight headache, I immediately start to proclaim in the name of the Lord, the cough depart from me, the fever depart from me, and the headache depart from me, and the sore throat depart from me. And very first slight signs of any common disease, I immediately proclaim in the name of the Lord, I command these things to depart from me. At the same time, I just open my mouth and praise out loud the name of the Lord. I praise the great name of our God. I praise. I sing songs to the name of the Lord. I praise my God. Praise Jesus. Jesus, I praise you. I praise you. I rejoice in you. By doing this, so since then, for years, gradually, these common colds, these fevers, and my chronic bronchitis, all these problems gradually disappeared. Today, I'm quite healthy. I do not suffer any problem, not even minor problems. Only very rarely I had a common cold. All these problems, I grew up with these problems, but these problems departed from me. So, brothers and sisters, we really need to take this message very seriously, which is trample the lion, the young lion. Bible teaches us to trample the young lion. So as soon as we see the young lion's presence, as soon as we see that we get a first slight sight, the dim sight of the young lion, we need to trample on him. We need to trample on him. We need to stomping on him to put him to death. So Christians, particularly young Christians among us, I really have a message for you, because it really touched my heart a great deal. I saw so many young Christians, they want to devote their whole body, mind, and soul to the service of the Lord. They want to just leave the service of this world to spend full time in the field of the service of our God. That's great. But at the same time, it saddens my heart also. I see the same group of people, they pay so little attention to their own body, to their own health, because they were still young. They stayed up late at night, and they just did not pay attention to their balance of their diets, all that. But if you continue to do that for an extended period of time, then your health will experience problems. These problems will gradually, bit by bit, will sneak up on your body. So you young Christians, particularly for those of you who want to be ministers, you want to be full-time pastors and preachers for the Lord, you need to take good care of your body. Start from small things. So Christians, if you love God, you also must love the temple of the Lord, which is your body. Our body is a temple of God. So do not eat junk food. If you put a lot of, you stuff a lot of junk food into your body, then the nutritious food, there's simply no room for these nutritious things. Also, do not stay up late. If you continue to do that for an extended period of time, then you will experience health problems. And particularly we Chinese, we pay a lot of emphasis on our education. Since from a very young age, our children were just guided and advised to do a lot of homework. They stay up very late at night just doing homework. When they grow up to be adults, and they have problems because of the long, extended period of lack of sleep, that's really very destructive to your to human health. So Christians, we need to pay particular attention to our youngsters in our homes and the young people, particularly for these young children. At a such a tender age, if they lack sleep for an extended period of time, that will be very damaging and destructive to their adult lives. So be careful. Be on guard. Also for young Christians, you need to do the same thing. Pay attention. Make sure you have enough sleep. Particularly for those full-time ministers, when they just enrolled in seminary, they stay up late for these heavy schoolwork, all that, and for a few years they continue to do that. And when they graduate from their seminary, when they are about to serve in the field of the Lord, they experience major problems with health. So it is very important, Christians. So seemingly trivial things like when you have a cough, you need to dress warmly. When you have a fever, you need a lot of fresh air, but also make sure you dress warmly. All that, these things, don't just go outside barefooted, all that. So these are the seemingly trivial things, but you need to keep these things in mind. You need to be attentive to these minute things in your life. These are all the small things add up. It is taking good care of your body. So you really need to take good care of your body. And like I said before, it is temple of our Lord. We simply need to pay attention to taking good care of our body and try our personal best to put our body in the best possible health situation. Because when our health is weak, when our body does not feel good, then normally it is a good time for Satan to attack us. So the important thing here, Christian brothers and sisters, if we proclaim we love our Lord, we have to love our body. Otherwise, if we love the Lord but we do not take care of our body, then we are very impractical. We are also doing our Lord a disservice. When Sister Claire Young was the minister of my church, one night I had a whole night through, I had a very bad cough. And early in the morning when I got up, the cough continued very badly. And I remember the night before, Sister Claire Young said one thing which struck me very deeply. Sister Claire Young said this: every time when I just think Satan is trying his very best to control our body, to destroy our body, the more I think along that line, the more I think I need to try my every effort to fight against Satan, to protect my body, to preserve my body, to make my body in the best possible health condition so God can use me. That really struck me very, very deeply. So I just hold on to this remark made by Sister Terry Young. I just proclaim in the name of the Lord. So my faith, sort of like, I was strengthened by this remark. My faith was really boosted quite a bit. So I just said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I just praise you. I just pray in your name. You help me. I put my hand on my throat. I said, Lord, help me. Help me stop this cough. Stop this cough. In the great power of the Spirit, you stop my cough. You can. You can. Lord, you can. Then when I felt so bad, the throat was so itchy, I was about to cough again. I just shut my mouth. I shut my mouth and silently praised the name of the Lord. And once when this bout was over, I opened my mouth again and praised the name of the Lord. Praise God, praise the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't remember how long it was. I struggled, I fought like this for about 2 hours. About 2 hours. Then after 2 hours, my cough was completely gone. I was so shocked. That was so shocking to me because I never knew a bad cough like that can really be sort of like healed, can be cured on the spot by the great power of Holy Spirit. It was a really sobering experience for me. Of course, I'm not saying every sickness I experienced, I always had this kind of instantaneous healing. But I'm saying is, we Christians really do have a choice. We can come to the Lord for help. Because God says, He heals all our diseases. And our salvation, the salvation God has given me and you, is a complete package. Not only saves your soul, it also saves your body. God not only saves your soul, let me emphasize, He wants to, He desires to save your body also. So it is important for you to have this understanding. But even though I'm saying this, I still have these doubts. And it was shortly before I became a full-time minister. I had this question in my mind. Lord, what if emergency cases like this acute, say for example, acute appendicitis, things like that? What's going to happen? Lord, what can you do? Can I trust you? You can heal diseases like this also. Then the Lord knew all along, so He showed me very shortly. And at one time back in Taiwan, our choir was practicing, and there was this Christian brother who just started to join our church not long ago. And he wasn't one member of choir. He was just watching us practicing. Then all of a sudden, we all saw this. His face turned pale, and his face was contorted with pain, and he just put his hand on that part. We knew it must be his appendix. He experienced this excruciating pain of appendix, and it's a very obvious case of acute appendicitis. And what do you do? Normally when you have occasions or situations like that, the surgery is the only treatment and the only way out. And he became so bad. So we have quite a few ministers immediately just came to him, and our whole group just surrounded him and prayed for him. We prayed for him for a very long time, for over half an hour. And it seems the pain getting worse and worse, not until one minister, in the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, miraculously, instantaneously, the pain was gone. This brother's expression just is relieved. We can say his whole body, just tensed up body, just loosened. And he just breathed evenly. And the pain was completely gone. And he was healed. He was healed. Believe me, he was healed. So our name of Christ has such a power. In the name of Jesus, because of the simple phrase, his acute appendicitis was completely healed. Then 2 years later, this brother had a kidney stones, and he was scheduled to have a surgery in Taipei. So he came to Taipei again. But once when he, after he arrived in Taipei, he remembered 2 years that he had this divine healing from the Lord of his acute appendicitis. So he came to our church, he talked to our church, and he decided he was not going to have his surgery again. He said he wanted to rely on the Lord, and he wants to trust in the Lord to heal him. He wants to exercise this great privilege of asking divine healing from Jesus Christ. And just a couple of days ago, I met him and I saw him. I talked to him. He told me he never had surgery and his kidney stones disappeared. Just disappeared by miracle. We all know Jesus healed him. Jesus cured him. So well, oftentimes when we talk about divine healing, what is divine healing anyway? Divine healing, the main essence message or the essence of the message is Jesus is my life. That's the message of divine healing. Jesus is my life. Jesus is my life. Brothers and sisters, if this is a reality of your faith, if Jesus is really your life, don't you think Jesus can heal anything? Because Jesus' life is a holy life. Jesus' life is a pure life. Jesus' life is a perfect life. Jesus' life is also a healthy life. This life is sickless. This life cannot be sick. This life cannot be stricken with diseases. So quite a few times when I was sick, when I had some kind of disease, and I always proclaimed the great name of the Lord. I pray to God, Jesus, you are my life. Jesus, you are my very life. Jesus, I want you to come into me. I want you to come to me to become my life. Jesus, you are my life. You are my powerful life. Jesus, you are my dynamic life. Jesus, you are my healthy life. So when I proclaim that, when I pray like that, I pray like that continuously, and I praise the name of the Lord, then that always, almost always, heals my sickness, heals my diseases. So Christian brothers and sisters, we Christians have an option. You can either, when you are sick, when you have disease, you can either go to the hospital or you can come to the Lord. But don't feel bad if your faith is not strong enough, if you think go to the best hospital is the best route. Then just go that way. Just go to the hospital. Don't feel pressured. Don't feel just like a sort of like a stressed. If what other people will think about you or what other people will look at you, just don't live for other people. You just, if your faith tells you you need to go to the hospital, then go. And if your faith tells you that you need to rely on God for divine healing, then just grab this opportunity. It is a time for you really to be trained how to fight this aspect of spiritual warfare. And this should be a free choice. Don't feel pressured. There's no any prerogatives. You can make your free choice, whether go to the hospital or just go to the Lord. It is a very individual decision. Okay, you make your own decision. And don't be influenced by other people. Just trust your faith. Trust your heart. I remember when I first started practicing this particular aspect of spiritual warfare, I just refused to go to doctors for almost all my diseases. And I suffered a great deal. I just encountered a lot of pressure, faced a lot of pressure and stress from my family members. Then as time goes by, my family gradually understood my relationship with the Lord. So years later, when my mother was sick, the first one to call among all our 7 siblings, it was always me, because my mother knew I had this close relationship with the Lord. And she knew that Lord healed me many, many times. So my mother had a problem, had a health problem. She ended up calling me first. So if you really want to try to practice this divine healing, this aspect of a spiritual warfare, then the simple thing to do is when you have sickness, when you have disease, the first thing you need to come to the Lord to ask the Lord to shine His light to your heart, whether you sinned against Him or you sinned against people. Then if you did, you need to have these things dealt with first. Then if you don't, then you can come very comfortably and freely before the Lord and ask directly and boldly Lord's healing, Lord's divine healing to descend on you. And because that's your privilege, because that's your power. It's not because of your own power. It is the power Jesus has given to you. Because Jesus gave you this salvation. This salvation not only saves your soul, it also saves your body. And this is the power Jesus has given you. So you are the one who is supposed to tap on this energy, tap on the source of power of Jesus. Also, I want to mention another aspect of it, another side of this thing. A few Christians, normally there are quite a few, like Sister Chai, who finally passed away in Philadelphia. She had this weird disease, a very strange disease, which prevented her from being exposed to any light. So she had to stay in this darkness room, completely darkness, for years and years, even for decades. The Lord never healed him. She was a staunch Christian, you and I all know. And you know what? That's a very special disguised blessing. Because of Sister Tai's suffering, so many people, including international dignitaries and politicians and statesmen and famous people, these people were encouraged. These people were comforted. Other people's faith was really touched, was really helped by the suffering of Sister Tai. So this is a very special case, but God think these few Christians, these selective Christians, they are worthy of this kind of work that Lord wants to wrought into them and through them. I remember Sister Claire Young had a cancer for a few years, and the Lord did not heal her cancer. But she never complained. She still continued to service. Her service had not suffered. Her relationship with the Lord was not suffered in the least. And her demeanor wasn't changed at all. Her relationship, her joy in the Lord, I could witness by the time when I was with her, nothing changed, not even a bit. She could always rejoice in the Lord. And I can always tell this is a Christian with a very, very strong, unwavering, unshakable faith in our Lord. And my faith was touched. My heart was touched. And my faith was very healthy and encouraged. So she really helped me a lot by her suffering with this cancer. And finally she passed away. She did not pass away because of cancer. She passed away because of a heart attack. Because when she passed away, she lied on the ground with a smiley face and her hand was on her heart. We all knew she passed away because of a heart attack. Like I said before, these Christians are selected few. These are the Christians in God's sight. They are worthy of this kind of suffering. Through their suffering, God's name is glorified. Through their suffering, God's people are helped. Through their suffering, God's kingdom are built in a very special way. So fellow Christians, we need to be prepared. Sometimes when we pray to God, ask for healing, ask for cure, then some diseases are immediately cured, like I just mentioned a few examples. But also be prepared. Sometimes when we have some disease and some sicknesses, even though we prayed God, God also promised to heal us, but it took some time. It did not heal us immediately. I remember I knew this brother in our church years ago. He had this bad disease on his nails. All his 10 nails are thickened, and they became very brittle, very hard, and also it's completely white, and it looks very frightening. And one day, a group of church people, we prayed for him because he was supposed in a few days to go to go for a surgery, which took part most of these nails. It was a very painful procedure. So a couple of days before that, we prayed for him. And after our prayer, he decided not to go through the surgery. Not to go through the surgery. Then a while later, it took a while, but when I last time I saw him, I talked to him, and it was years back, and I talked to him, this disease was completely healed. Today his 10 nails looked completely normal, and he told me he never went through that surgery. He did not have any treatment whatsoever. God healed him, but it took a while. This is another example. So Christian brothers and you, sisters, it's God's desire, it's God's heart and will. He wants us to be a strong soldier, a courageous soldier for his great army. But how can we be a strong soldier? How can we be an experienced soldier? We have to engage into this great spiritual warfare. We have to fight different fights. We have to fight all sorts of battles, starting from small ones. And in today's message in particular, we focus on this fight of the physical health. It is important. It is important. So, let me give you another example. Is this pair. The husband had a leg problem. He walked like a cripple. But both he and his wife are Christians. And his wife is a very faithful Christian. So the two of them prayed for his leg problem. But it seems nothing changed and nothing happened. Not until they approached an elder in the church. The elder church told them, because you, brother, you did not exercise your own faith. You depend on your wife's faith because your wife has a deeper faith in. So you rely on her faith and on her prayer to have your leg problems solved. It's not going to work. You have to exercise your own faith. You need to come before the Lord by yourself. You need to exercise your own faith. You need to fight this fight by yourself, not by your wife. Then the Lord will heal your leg. So he just heeded this message. He started to pray. He started confessing his sins before the Lord. He started to pray for his own problem, pray for his own healing. Then, finally, his leg problem was healed without any special treatment. So, brothers and sisters, the healing, the grace of healing is for everyone, not for some selected one, for both you and me. It's only for up to you and me to grab, to tap onto this great resource. Okay, first we need to believe. We need to believe this is truth taught in the Bible. We need to trust in our God. We need to take the message in the Bible word for word. We need to believe this truth. We need to believe this grace of divine healing is laid out for each and every Christian. Only when you believe, then you will start to fight this great fight in the name of the Lord. So today, I just want to share this message with you. It's an important thing, is to fight this good fight, and to fight this particular aspect of spiritual warfare in our physical health, in our physical body. Just important message here today is the Lord is not only here to save our soul. The Lord, salvation, part of the salvation, the complete side of the salvation also heals our physical body. So the complete salvation is healing both the body and the soul. Not only the soul, but also the body. God wants us to have a healthy body, which is you and I all can have. So when you and I have sickness or diseases, it's up to you and me want to trust in the Lord, to come to the Lord, to ask for His divine healing.